From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel reporting. On the eve of becoming Zimbabwe's president, Emmerson Mnangagwa is pledging to be a servant of the people with a goal of progress through unity. But many wonder if the longtime Robert Mugabe ally can bring the change the country craves. Already, the main opposition group says it has not been invited to his inauguration Friday. Meanwhile, Zimbabwe's ruling party says prosecuting Robert Mugabe was never part of the plan in his removal. Mugabe and his wife Grace remain in the capital, Harare. Myanmar and Bangladesh have signed an agreement for the return of hundreds of thousands of Rohingya who fled to Bangladesh to escape violence in Myanmar. The development comes one day after U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said the violence targeting the Muslim Rohingyas qualifies as ethnic cleansing. Grace Lee reports.
Tillerson says those responsible for alleged abuses need to be held accountable, and the U.S. could follow up with targeted sanctions. Washington is upping its rhetoric in part to pressurize Myanmar's leaders into dealing with the crisis, though analysts say it's likely to create more distrust between the two countries and push Myanmar closer to China and Russia.
We haven't seen this type of trauma for a long, long time.
Rights groups have accused Myanmar's military of heinous acts, including killing, mass rape, and arson against the Rohingya. More than 600,000 Muslims have fled Rakhine State, mostly to neighboring Bangladesh. Myanmar's two-year-old government, led by Suu Kyi, has faced heavy international criticism for its response to the crisis. Washington officials say they'll work with Bangladesh and Myanmar to encourage the voluntary repatriation of Rohingya.
For more on this and any of our stories, visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Iraqi military officials say government forces launched an operation Thursday to clear the last Islamic State fighters from positions in the desert bordering Syria. In a statement, the military said troops from Iraqi Army and Shiite Popular Mobilization Forces were taking part in the campaign to flush out militants hiding in a large section of borderland. Rwanda has offered to give refuge to around 30,000 African migrants stuck in Libya, often in enslaved conditions. It comes in the wake of a video released by CNN last week showing men being auctioned off as farm workers. Rwanda's foreign ministry said, "Given our own history, we cannot remain silent when human beings are being mistreated and auctioned off like cattle." Hundreds of thousands of Africans travel through Libya every year as they try to make their way to Europe. Meanwhile, France is seeking an emergency meeting of the United Nations Security Council to discuss the situation. A suicide blast in eastern Afghanistan killed at least 8 people Thursday and wounded 16 others. Officials said the explosion in Jalalabad ripped through a crowd outside the residence of a former district police commander. An apparent explosion occurred near the time and place an Argentine submarine went missing, the country's Navy reported Thursday, a development that prompted some relatives of the 44 crew members to say they had lost all hope of rescue. A Navy spokesman says the search will continue until there is full certainty about the fate of the ARA San Juan. Search and rescue operations continue for 3 sailors still missing after a U.S. Navy transport plane crashed Wednesday in the western Pacific Ocean. The Navy said the aircraft plummeted into the sea about 925 kilometers southeast of Okinawa while it was on a routine mission taking passengers and cargo to the USS Ronald Reagan aircraft carrier. 8 people were rescued about 40 minutes after the crash and are reportedly in good condition. The holiday season officially kicked off in the U.S. Thursday with the annual Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade in New York. Meanwhile, President Donald Trump celebrated the holiday by reaching out to U.S. troops around the world.
Retailers estimate close to 164 million Americans, almost 70% of the U.S. population, will go shopping over the Thanksgiving Day holiday weekend. If those numbers hold up, NationalToday.com, which tracks the commercial implications of various holidays and events around the world, say Black Friday 2017 could be the biggest yet.
That was VOA's Mel Arcega reporting. Black Friday is the Friday after Thanksgiving. For all the news around the clock, visit us at voanews.com. I'm Jim Bertel reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.